This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, I am joined in the studio after about a five-year hiatus by Elin Jewell and her band. Welcome back. It is good to see you all.
Thank you. It's really good to be back.
Brand new record, relatively brand new record. It's called Sundown Over Ghost Town. We've had it in our hands for about a year. ElinJewell.com is the web address to learn more information about Elin and the music. ElinJewell.com is the place to go. You have swapped out bass players. You got a different guy on bass this time around. Who all have you brought in today?
Well, speaking of the new guy, that would be Sean Supra on upright bass.
Welcome.
And we've got Jerry Miller on electric guitar, as always. And Jason Beek on drums and backup vocals, as always. And we're all very happy to be here and happy to do a show tonight in Ashland.
So over the last couple of months, if I understand the chronology of this properly, you were out on tour with Jason Isbell.
That's right, yeah, in Australia.
How was that?
It was really fun. We had a really good time with him and in Australia. Australia is just a lot of fun, and people there are friendly and they know their music. And Jason Isbell was really sweet to us, really kind. His band was really welcoming as well. So it's good.
His music specifically is really starting to cross over a bunch of different genres. So were you seeing a lot of people at those shows that really had never heard of you guys before?
Yeah, I'd say it was probably about 50-50. Some people were, I'd say about half the folks there were really excited for the double bill because they were fans of both of us. And then the other half just hadn't heard of us before. So I think we gained some new fans over there, and that's kind of that's the idea. It's nice when it works out.
Well, I think we can safely say that once again, you are Idaho's finest.
There was
a gap, right? You went back to Boston for a while?
Yeah, I was in Boston for 9 years. That's where I met my band. That's where I got started performing, at least on stages and whatnot. And so I was away from my hometown of Boise for about 15 years and just moved back 4 years ago. So I'm kind of getting to know it all over again.
Did Boston just sort of get tired after a while, or did you want a different feel?
Well, honestly, I'd been trying to get back home ever since I left. So I just was homesick, and Jason and I wanted to buy a house for some reason. We thought that would be a good idea. And we just were never going to be able to afford anything in the Boston area. And I feel like in Boston, it's either city or suburbs, you know. And Boise, I feel like you can live really close to the downtown but not feel like you're lost in suburbia. So that's what we're doing now. We're just mostly enjoying the adventures of home ownership and parenthood and getting to know Boise, Idaho all over again.
Well, we will talk much more about Idaho itself after some music, as well as your little one. First, let's hear some music. What do you guys want to do first?
Well, let's start with my Idaho song. This is my love song to Idaho. And I suppose anyone listening who doesn't know about Idaho or doesn't like it or doesn't care could just substitute their own sense of home, whatever that may be, for this song. But this is called Worried Mind.
All around this world just to come back to you. Oh, my love, my sweet love. It's a long and lonesome highway, it's a bitter shade of blue. Oh, my love, my sweet love. Mine. tune. Oh, my love, my sweet love.
That is Elin Jewell and Company live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the newest release called Sundown Over Ghost Town. Information at elinjewell.com. Well, let's talk a little bit about this new record, or newish record, because a lot has been talked about and written about this record being a collection of songs that are reflections of that Boise area and surrounding areas. Did you find more inspiration for writing songs, writing down lyrics, being in that environment as opposed to the urban environment of Boston?
Yeah, definitely. Even before I moved back to Idaho, I would still make little sojourns over from the East Coast to do my writing over there in the mountains of Idaho. Queen of the Minor Key, which was the album before this one that came out. I think it came out in like 2011, I want to say. I wrote that one in 2010, in the summertime. I remember in just this really ramshackle shack in the mountains of Idaho, and that was kind of my MO for many years. So it's nice to be back in Idaho and be a little closer to the source of inspiration for me. It's called Bergdorf. It's just it's not a town. It's it's about an hour north of McCall, kind of central Idaho. So about 3 hours north of Boise.
Besides you, what was there?
Besides me and a ramshackle shack, it was, they have a hot springs there that's really cool, and a lot of elk and incredible stars at night.
So the house that you now have, do you have a view? Do you have a little bit of property there to give you that space that might have some music seeping into your head?
No. Well, we have space. We have a quarter acre, but we don't have a view except for of the alley in the back and the neighbors across the street. It's like, it's pretty close to downtown Boise, so it's kind of, it's like city living, but on a quarter acre. So we've got apple trees, and I find a lot of distractions there in the yard and in the house, and especially in the kitchen. I like to cook. So that's part of also why I go away to the woods to write.
Last time you were here, we talked about how many of your songs were a combination of fact and fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And some realness to them, but then some embellishments for the purpose of songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still kind of how you write, or is this new collection of songs more true to life?
This new collection is much more true to life. In fact, I'm not sure if I even have a fictional element to any of them. I'm trying to think. With this new album, it's really just kind of this new experiment for me in writing about myself and my life, which is, I know it sounds kind of obvious to a lot of people, and that's how a lot of people write songs that way. But I just, I guess I never really had the gumption to write true stories before. I just was worried that I'd be putting too much of myself out there into the world. But when I found out I was expecting our first little girl, Mavis, I just, I don't know, I think I was ready to be more honest and more vulnerable and just sort of explore what that was going to be all about.
Elin Jewell is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record is called Sundown Over Ghost Town. What do you guys want to do next?
We'd like to do Rio Grande from Sundown Over Ghost Town.
A one, two, a one, two, three, four.
This place plays tricks on me. I don't know why I'm here. So peaceful and serene, but it only brings me tears. Good Lord, only brings me tears. My bad luck boots and my hard luck ring, my cold black thoughts reappear every man. Hold my head to the sill, to the sand, to the bone white dead of the Rio.
So cool. It's Elin Jewell live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the record called Sundown Over Ghost Town. More information on Elin Jewell at her website, which is elinjewell.com, elinjewell.com. Well, Elin, I hope that I have this information correct about Idaho City, that you've got family property in that area or an older relative that lives there. This is almost like a microcosm of the sound of your music and the sound of this new record is this town that was bustling at one point and now kind of isn't. It's just deserted and spacious and empty. This thing was a gold town that was at one point bigger than Portland, and now there are like 400 people that live there.
That's right. Wow, you've done your homework. I love it. It was the capital of the Northwest before Portland, before Seattle.
And had another name too. I don't remember off the top of my head what it was. Before it was called Idaho City, it was called something else, but
I hadn't heard that.
It was confused with a city in Montana, so they changed it.
Oh.
The more you know.
Rainbow. Well, that's interesting.
So who lives there?
So my dad lives there, and the family land has been in the family for I guess a few generations now, three generations, and my I don't want to bore anyone with this information, but
I've already done that by talking about Idaho City's statistics and demographics.
I'm a fifth generation Idahoan, I want to say, and the first Jewel to come over from Wisconsin went to Idaho City and was a blacksmith and, oddly enough, a teetotaler, and which that does not run in the family, and set up shop there for a while and got married there. So there's a lot of family history and you know, some importance for me there. And I did write some of the songs there.
What is the land there? Is it mining land or farming land? Or?
Yeah. Sorry. That's why he went out there, Edward S. Jewell. He was following the gold rush. And so it's a real mining area. There's it's really been heavily mined. There's lots of old mine tailings everywhere, big piles of rocks. And Jason and I are crazy enough to want to put together a music festival there. And I feel like we have to name it something like Rock City or something about rocks, because that's pretty much what we have up there.
Our in-studio researchers tell me it was called Bannock before it was Idaho City.
Okay.
So you could call it the Bannock Festival.
Bannock Rocks.
A little earlier, you mentioned Little Mavis. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
She was -3.5 the last time you were here. So,
wow.
What has touring been like with a little one?
It's challenging for sure.
She's buzzing around the station somewhere right now, right?
She is. She's probably filling various floors with water. She's really into water and pouring things from cup to another. Yeah. So
we don't have any electronics around here at all.
Yeah. She's a lot of fun. She's a good little traveler. She puts up with us, and she seems to like meeting new people, especially if they give her presents. And yeah, it's really fun. I love being a mom, and I love being a musician. So I can't imagine, you know, keeping them separated and just going on the road without her. And I have some pretty bad separation anxiety, so she has to be with me as much as possible.
How does she do with the work part of your life when you're making music?
She's good. She stays with Jason's mom, who's our road nanny, and they have a lot of fun together. And she goes to bed at some point while we're playing. Grandma puts her to bed, and then we tiptoe into the room where she's sleeping and hopefully don't wake her up. And somehow we piece it together. I mean, we don't get a whole lot of sleep when we're on the road because it's late nights and early mornings, but it's all worth it.
What about when you're trying to write music at home? Is she crawling all over you?
Yeah, that doesn't work out so well. I have not been doing a whole lot of writing, I'm going to be honest with you. Since she was born, it's been pretty tough. But
I'm going to change this summer.
Yeah, this summer I'm going to become a writer again.
Oh, I thought you were going to ship her off to camp or something.
Oh, I couldn't bear it.
Well, you're still into food. Last time you were here, it was all about the Calimocho.
Oh,
Right. Do you have a new recommendation? Some new thing that has sparked your interest lately?
Well, this is kind of a seasonal tip. I'm really into grilling vegetables. Our new discovery was that beets and carrots are delicious grilled, and I have this working theory that anything can be grilled, like lettuce. We've grilled lettuce before.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that you wouldn't think of that you could grill. You can do it.
And the grill tray, or
the
whatever you
tray.
Call that, that was revolutionary in our grilling experience.
I bought a grill tray.
Tracks.
Yeah, you don't want to lose those veggies. Put them on the grill tray.
You work so hard to chop those up, peel them maybe.
It's like a combination of a JPR live session and America's Test Kitchen all at one time, right here with Elin Jewell live in the studios. The new record is called Sundown Over Ghost Town. It's Elin Jewell live today on Jefferson Public Radio. All right, what do you guys want to wrap up with today?
Let's do that love song from the brand new album. Sundown Over Ghost Town. This one, it's another one that I wrote in that remote Idaho town. It's called Here With Me. Stars I see, ancient city in the sky. You would love the way they shine. I know just how you'd be looking at me with that smile that says why be. That is Elin Jewell live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the newest record called Sundown Over Ghost Town. ElinJewell.com is her web address. It's Elin Jewell, Jason Beek on vocals and drums, the great Jerry Miller on guitars, Sean Supra on bass, Elin Jewell and her band. Guys, thanks again for coming. It's thanks
been nice to
us.
See you again.
Thank you.